The House of Hidden Mothers by Meera Sial. Read by Meera Sial. Each of us holds in her lap a phantom, a ghost baby. What confronts us now the excitement's over is our own failure. Mother, I think, wherever you may be, can you hear me? You wanted a women's culture. Well, now there is one. It isn't what you meant, but it exists. Be thankful for small mercies. The Handmaid's Tale by Margaret Atwood. Chapter 1. Religion is for those who believe in hell. Spirituality is for those who've already been there. Sharma had to squint slightly to read the laminated sticker on the side of the receptionist's computer. It must be the light, she consoled herself. She shifted slightly in the queue, catching a whiff of perfume from the woman in front of her. Something woody and expensive, blended with a scent she recognised intimately. A musky aroma with a bitter undertone, the familiar smell of desperation. The woman exchanged a few hushed words with the receptionist and then took a seat on the faded chintzy sofa, giving Sharma a better look at the owner of the computer. A new girl. She was young. Too young, Sharma felt, for a place like this. A discreet Harley Street address where women under the age of 35 ought to be banned. With a faint nod, Sharma handed over her appointment card and stole a longer look at her. Sun, sin and saturated fats had not yet pinched the skin around her eyes or spider-legged their way around her smiling mouth. She was a natural redhead, with that translucent paleness and a smattering of tiny freckles dusting on a freshly baked cupcake. How could this snip of a girl have ever had a glimpse of hell, as her sticker proclaimed? Then Sharma spotted her earrings, silver discs with the Hindu symbol Om engraved on the surface.
"Do take a seat, Mrs. Shaw," the young girl said. "Mr. Lalani won't be long."
There was a moment's hesitation while Sharma considered commenting on those earrings, but that would spark a conversation about where Sharma came from, and yes, she was Hindu, but no, born here, and no, she hadn't been to half the ancient sites that Miss Cupcake had visited, and yes, isn't it humbling that the Indian poor have so little, yet they would give you their last piece of chapati, and despite living knee-deep in refuse, how on earth do they seem so happy? Then there would be some more chat about the charming guest house the receptionist had found in Goa, or the unbelievable guide who had practically saved her life in the teeming, chanting crowds of Haridwar, or that moment when she had watched the monsoon clouds rolling in over Mumbai Bay, dark clots curdling the horizon, the air turning metallic and tart to the tongue. Sharma had done all those things many years ago, before motherhood and divorce and laughter lines, though, frankly, when she looked at herself in a magnifying mirror nowadays, she wondered if anything could really have been that funny. They could have swapped life-changing anecdotes, Sharma knowing she would always be able to trump the earrings simply by pointing to her skin. The real deal, see? Though she knew she wasn't. She hadn't been to India for years. The only branch of the family she had ever been close to were now not speaking to her, and it seemed highly unlikely that she would be going there in the foreseeable future, because every penny of her savings had gone on this clinic, the clinic where the redhead with the Om earrings was now staring at her. Sharma flashed her a warm smile, wanting to reassure her that she wasn't one of those bitter women who would give her a hard time simply because she had youth and insouciance on her side. No, sir, not she. And she sat down heavily on a squishy armchair, trying to steady her nerves. She started as a metallic ping announced that a text from Toby had just arrived. "You okay? Phone on vibrate next to my heart." She knew the dots denoted irony. They did a lot of that. Self-conscious romantic declarations, inviting each other to join in and trample on the sentiment before it embarrassed them both. It was cute. It was becoming a habit. Maybe she should worry about that. There might come a point where one of them would need to say something heartfelt and sincere without being laughed at. She texted back. "Glad phone vibrating next to heart and not in trouser pocket as usual."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?